Masks will become optional on the University of Colorado Boulder campus as of next Monday morning. University officials said they based the decision on encouraging trends in the decline of COVID-19 transmission and a significant decrease in COVID-19-related hospitalizations. Yesterday's announcement did note masks will continue to be required at the Wardenburg Health Center. University leaders are also asking everyone to show respect towards those who choose to continue to mask. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has filed a lawsuit against 15 manufacturers of a firefighting foam that contains toxic chemicals. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The complaint, filed Monday, alleges that companies including Dow DuPont Incorporated manufactured, distributed, marketed, and sold firefighting foam that contains PFAS, knowing or should have known that PFAS chemicals harm the environment and human health. The Denver Gazette reports that Weiser's office announced that the manufacturer's foam allegedly contaminated water throughout the state. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the chemicals PFAS, also known as forever chemicals, build up in living organisms. High levels of PFAS chemicals are associated with serious diseases and increased risk of cancer. It is reported that forever chemicals don't break down in the body and that the blood of nearly all Americans contains some PFAS. The Attorney General's lawsuit seeks to require manufacturers of the chemicals to pay for all costs to investigate, clean up, restore, and monitor contamination at all sites in the state where PFAS was used, released, spilled, stored, or disposed of. This is the first lawsuit brought by the Attorney General during this ongoing investigation, and there may be more legal action to come. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
Former Colorado Governor Bill Owens has formally resigned from his role as chair of the supervisory board to the Credit Bank of Moscow, one of Russia's largest banks. Owens told the Colorado Sun he resigned from the position several days ago, but delayed the announcement until he had spoken with other board members. Owens' involvement with the Russian investor-owned bank began in 2012, with his chair post beginning in 2013. Although the bank was not on the recent formal sanction list by the Biden administration, the administration did bar it from issuing shares and debt in the United States. Denver's Department of Housing Stability is seeking a service provider to run a safe parking pilot program for people maintaining the use of a personal vehicle while experiencing homelessness. The city issued the request for proposals yesterday and has set aside $150,000 in American Rescue Plan Act funds to pilot the temporary program. According to a city news release, the service provider will manage a safe parking site and provide on-site services. The future site will either be city-owned or controlled or have evidence of site control under permitted use. The Department of Housing Stability is accepting proposals through March 21st and will also host a virtual pre-proposal meeting this Friday. A group of about 300 people gathered outside Louisville City Hall Sunday to call on city officials to ease building codes that require new homes to comply with the latest International Energy Conservation Code. Demonstrators included Louisville residents who lost their homes during the December 30th Marshall Fire. According to the Daily Camera, many Louisville residents in recent weeks have spoken up against the new building code requirements because of the high cost in meeting the energy efficient standards. Fire victims say the new codes will add thousands of dollars to rebuilding costs and will be an added burden for those underinsured. The Louisville City Council is expected to discuss the building codes during this evening's meeting. On a related topic for rebuilding, Boulder County will host a virtual meeting tomorrow evening starting at 6:30 p.m. to provide details about the upcoming coordinated debris removal program, which is slated to begin this month. Both the county and the contractor, DRC Emergency Services LLC, will provide details as to what participants can expect as crews begin debris removal from destroyed sites. County officials are requiring registration for the Zoom meeting. Today's weather along the upper Metro Front Range includes sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, skies will be clear with temperatures in the low to mid 30s. The current temperature in Boulder is 37 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.